Hello guys, welcome to another episode of Catch It. How are you guys doing? I hope you guys had an amazing weekend. I kind of did also. I think I had a great weekend. And I know I told someone that I will release another episode after Sunday. This podcast, I think I want to do it bi-weekly. So I know I told someone that I would release another episode after Sunday if my babe doesn't go. And listening to this, then you know what's up. It's not like she has made top five, but rude to the answer is still an answer. So she didn't go yes on Sunday. On that note, today. Today, what would I be talking about? I was talking about this fake morality standards Nigerians have going on for them and what it's like navigating through life caught in the middle of this morality standards and in today's world. So, at some point in life, I had this real struggle with myself because I felt like I was in a cage. I'm a very conservative kind of person, but I'm also liberal in my thinking. And so it felt like I was in a cage. I felt, I just let society and people just box me into a corner, into something that I just needed to be free, do you get? So I was pushing at really being free, living my best life and all that. But there were some things that I just couldn't get myself to do, no matter how much I tried and all that. And so over time, I just realized that it doesn't have to be this or that. The point of being a free thinker is to be able to live your life the way you want to, not according to other people's terms and all that. And so I started becoming comfortable with myself, knowing what I wanted to do and what I didn't want to do, and just creating a space for myself that I was really fine with. And because of I had that struggle, I kind of happened to be on both sides of the fence. And I would say they were really not that nice at the end of the day. First of all, conservative Nigerians, or Nigerians with this very high morality standards that they claim to have, are really one of the most pretentious lot I've met or I've gotten to know. Because you are in those kind of spaces, they seem to be very religious type, they claim to have really high moral standards, and they just end up, you see them that they just end up not being those kind of people when you get to know them. They end up being very, very shitty lots that actually even do worse than they judge people for. So I just couldn't get myself. I just felt like, no, that space wasn't for me. Because you're thinking, or you start having conversations with them, you be in the same space with them, and you just think that, no, these people are goddamn judgmental. And I just couldn't deal. Because tell me, how does how someone dress or chooses to dress, or anyone having multiple sexual partners, directly affect your life or your family's life? To the point that you become really judgmental and you shame them. Because I don't understand how the way another person chooses to live their life invalidates your own standards. Because if somebody is walking around with bikinis all over the city, how does it affect you? Because now you feel that you have to preach to feel that you are better than other people or you're better than them. It's just something that I couldn't just understand. Funny enough, their morality is always just the showy type, the one that they advocate for. They are outside and the forefront and talking and talking and talking, and it's just all talk and no, they don't do anything. They live worse lives they are horrible. You see someone shaming somebody for having an abortion while the person is actually out there dating a married man. And it's funny because who are you to judge? Like, who are you to even talk to people and be giving, throwing stupid advice everywhere that nobody asked you for? I just didn't want to sit down and have those kind of silly conversations or silly talks, because I look at people when they talk all these kind of things and I'm surprised. How does it like really affect your life that this person wore bikini out, or is posting their breasts on social media, or is doing this, or is doing this? How does it genuinely affect your life if it's not causing harm to you? Because definitely somebody wearing bikini on the streets has not harmed you, didn't cause any, like, I don't understand. And how does that now become your problem? Those spaces, I feel people, we all have standards and beliefs that we hold ourselves to, but they should be your personal business. As far as those standards and those beliefs do not hurt anyone or cause harm to anybody, it's your own cup of tea. Don't come and throw it in our face. Nobody asks you. It's your business. Nobody's telling you if you want to wear bikini and go outside, do it. If you don't want to, fine, mind your business. So those spaces really general enough for me. I just couldn't understand how Nigerians end up being these very pretentious lots, very, very pretentious ones. But also the other side of the fence didn't fit me, because I think I've learned that Nigerians generally are very judgmental people. They think if you're not living life a certain way they are, it makes you less, or maybe you feel that you're better. I really didn't understand, because then on this side of this fence, there's this really goody two shoes lots, pretentious people that think they are better than anyone and better than everybody because they live life in a very fake way, but at least that's showing us that they will make heaven. And then in this other side, I got to be in that side and I just realized that people think, because they feel that because I am not as wild as you are, or I'm not living my best life. I don't understand. There is no one way to live your best life, really. I don't know who set the rules or who is writing it, but there's really not one way to live your best life. And so I really want people to understand that it's not just gulping down ideologies and swallowing it down and not thinking for yourself. You should be able to think for yourself, right? Live your life according to your own terms. And if we all spend our time trying to be better people, focus on ourselves and trying to be better, I think this world will be a better place than judging people for what's not, looking down on people, trying to decide how somebody else will live their best life. The point of all this, my rant at the end of the day, is live and let live. I don't think we take that quotes, as little as it sounds, I don't think we take it as meaningful as we should. We should all learn to be more tolerant of people's choices and their beliefs, as long as they do not directly or indirectly cause harm to anyone or hurt anyone. We should learn to be more tolerant. We should live life and let other people live their life. Live life on your terms. Let other people live life on their terms. Set values, but let those set values be for you according to how you want to live your life, which is very important. We are all doing life for the very first time. I don't think anybody has done life well, except you got reincarnated, which you kind of lost the manual to doing life. So we are all doing life as we know it for the very first time. We should be more tolerant to people and your choices, really. Let people figure out life. Live life according to your terms. I'm going to repeat it again because it's important. And there's also not one set way to live your best life. write your own story, create your own space, create what you want your life to be. Really, don't live your life for other people. And that's all I have to say. Thank you for listening. I hope you guys have a great week ahead. See you guys next 2 weeks. Amanda said I'm not begging you people enough. So please like, subscribe, comment. I would love feedbacks. Bye.